going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Ready for a little bit more insight on this, my friend?
I certainly am.
All right, let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Let's bring in a man that knows the first pick of the Browns very, very well from his days at the University of Michigan, Mason Graham. As he joins the Browns, we turn to the radio analyst, a man that played there, played for the Lions, knows quite a bit about the game, so we're excited to have John Jansen on the hotline. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. All right, so what did the Browns get last night? Tell me about our Christmas present.
Yeah, he's a guy that can take over a game, and I know you guys don't need that because you guys got Myles Garrett, but on the interior of a defense, he can have as much of an impact as you're going to see from the defensive tackle position. He could take on double teams. He could take one-on-one blocks, shed blocks. He can make plays down the line of scrimmage. We all want to see tackles for loss, and those are the headliners. The sacks are the headliners, and he's going to get plenty of those. But it's those hidden plays where he beats a double team and he stops something for no gain, and now it's second and 10. And, you know, he's a guy that works extremely well with other players. I think they're going to pair him up with Myles Garrett, and you're going to see T.E. Twist, E.T. Twist. He's a very versatile player, but the best thing about him is he is consistent. You're going to get the same thing from him every single day. You're not going to have a bad day, and he's just going to be a great producer for that defense.
John, your perspective on this is as good as somebody's going to get if you're looking for a perspective, because as a 10-year offensive lineman in the NFL playing right tackle and then watching Mason Graham play, you know, during his career at Michigan – the one knock about him that everybody said was, well, his arms aren't good. And I thought, did you watch the productivity? And then everybody said, but boy, can he play. And to me, that always gets back, you know, draft analysts look at all kinds of, you know, this. And I always think, yep, is he a good football player? This guy's a good football player. And some of those other things don't matter in your estimation? From what I can tell?
No, they don't. I get so annoyed when people talk about, you know, body measurements. And there's a place for that. There's no question. But when you play at a top program in college football and you play against other top programs, guys that you're going to be playing against at the next level, you turn the film on. And that's your number one evaluator. Everything else should go to confirm or deny or however you want to see, you know, arm length, body weight, speed, all of that stuff. But the number one thing should be turn the film on. Can he play football? Is he productive against the best talent? And Mason Graham checks all those boxes. So not everyone is going to be cookie cutter. Not everyone is going to have the ideal dimensions. We're not always drafting guys that are fitted for a gold jacket to begin with, but we see guys throughout the course of all seven rounds that outperform their stereotype of their body fit and all of those different things. Mason Graham, you turn it on, and I don't want to ruin your ratings, but everybody in the state of Ohio knows exactly what they're getting with Mason Graham in big games.
No, I get it. It's the same reason why Ohio State fans for years should have always rooted for Michigan to win throughout the season, so the Ohio State-Michigan game meant more every year. It's the same. It's that same theory. And I got to tell you, the thing that I mean, I mean, look, I love Ohio State, but man, when someone comes to play for the Browns, I don't care where they played. I don't, and that's why I think that was bumming me out last night. I'm like, did anyone not see this guy destroy the Buckeyes time after time again? Look what they just got, and now he plays for the Browns. And that's to me, that's all that matters. If you truly love the Browns and you're in that position, so I don't. And Detroit,
you don't mind
like,
me,
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Don't mind me jumping in on that.
Sure.
Let me give you a player's perspective on that.
Okay.
When I left Michigan and I went to the Redskins, now the Commanders,
right?
I played with Big Daddy.
Yeah.
And I played with Sean Springs. And those guys, to this day, some of my closest friends. But when you play with guys that come from Ohio State and you're a Michigan guy, when you play with teammates that are from Penn State and you're from one of those other two schools or Michigan State, what you know is that they understand what it takes to be successful at that level. You know that they understand what has to be done on fourth and goal. On either side of the line of scrimmage. They have been in that mix. They know it. You want those guys as teammates. Those were some of my best teammates. And you're right. It doesn't matter at all where you played college ball. And, I mean, up here in Detroit, right, we just drafted – we swapped defensive linemen, and I couldn't be more excited to get Ty Leak up here because he fits our defense so well.
Right.
The affiliation with college, it ends when you declare for the NFL or at graduation. What you want is great teammates.
Yeah, it's not like you're walking through the press box and you see Jim Lachey and you're like, oh, I forgot the fact that he was probably one of the best Redskins too, and I can understand my world there. No, I was Ohio State, Michigan. I got right. You know, it's ridiculous. It's and by the way, the truth of that is, it may be like the week of the game, guys might start ribbing each other a little bit, but I mean, when you're in the pros, you're worried about your family, right?
Well, you are, and what makes the rivalry so fun? And fans, they could take it to a completely uncomfortable, unnecessary level, but guys that played in that game, when your teammates at the next level, all right, you make little wagers, right? Hey, if we win, you wear our jersey, you win, I'll wear your jersey. And it is as painful as it gets, but that's what the great rivalries are. They're historic, they're important, and they include great players and great moments. When you get to the next level, what do you want? You want great players, and you want more great moments.
Hey, as a former member of Washington, too, like when you look at what Jaden Daniels did last year, I kind of think that had a little bit of
a mushroom, John.
You know what I'm saying? Like psychological impact on this draft a little bit because he was so successful. And now if you're the Browns and you're looking for a quarterback, everyone's looking for the next him, right?
Well, yeah, and there's not a lot of next Tims, right?
Right.
Everybody's looking for that every year. And honestly, the reason Cam Ward went back to and transferred to Miami, played another year of college football, because he knew he wasn't going to stack up against last year's class of quarterbacks. Now, all of a sudden, in a weak class, he becomes the number one overall pick. If you put him in last year's draft, maybe he's drafted ahead of Bo Nix. Probably not. And now he's the only quarterback, well, not the only quarterback, but the highest quarterback taken. Only two in the first round, and we're looking at a draft like we had with Kenny Pickett, where there just wasn't a high-quality quarterback in that draft.
John Jansen joining us. He's the color analyst on the Michigan Broadcasting Network and also a former 10-year offensive lineman in the National Football League. Will Johnson is a Michigan player who has a big-time grade on him and big-time injury concerns, apparently, John. He's on the board. Browns have the first pick in the second round. Browns have already taken Mason Graham. They want a big defense. Would you take Will Johnson? Would you think about Will Johnson? Are the injuries a concern?
Well, that's going to be a matter of, the injuries are a concern. They're certainly a concern. And I know he missed half the season this year. He didn't perform at the combine or his pro day. And so they're a major concern. And he never played a full season at Michigan. When he's healthy, and he is on the field playing, he is one of the best athletes on the field. He's one of the best football players on the field. The problem is if you can't make the club in the tub and you can't produce for your team, somebody's going to take him in the second round. Somebody, and you're going to get great value if he can stay healthy. What needs to happen, and I'm sure the front offices have all done this, their investigation. How real were the injuries? How significant were the injuries? Are there any lasting implications from those injuries? Guys are drafted with it.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
ACLs, and not saying that that's it, but that's a much more difficult injury to recover from, and it takes a lot longer. Guys have shoulders, they have surgery. Everyone knows what the expected recovery time is. The mystery right now, and I think this is more in his camp, is the fact that no one knows. Their speculation, was it turf toe? Was it a hamstring? Is it now a knee? Like, what is the truth? And without knowing, as fans and as people who cover these teams, it's really hard for us to say exactly what it is. And so it's really going to come down to whoever drafts Will Johnson. They're going to get the potential of great value, very high upside, but the risk is going to be, is he going to be able to stay healthy at the NFL level? Because it is infinitely more violent, and the season is longer, the wear and tear is there. That's going to be the question that somebody has to answer. And wherever that equation works out, is it we're willing to take that risk at the top of the second, or are we willing to take that risk middle second, late second, early third? I don't think he lasts that long, but that's where you got to do that equation. What does it mean for your team, and are you willing to gamble on the upside of Will Johnson?
John, you just mentioned the violence in the NFL game, how physical it is and everything else. Browns had a chance to take a guy that so many folks think, you know, could be this unbelievable talent that we've never seen in the NFL before in Travis Hunter. And I kept thinking, wide receiver at two? No. Corner at two? Probably not. Combo? Okay, but nobody's ever done that before. Can he pull this off?
I think he eventually can. I mean, it's going to be so hard because at the NFL level, it's not just about talent. There are a handful of guys that I've played with, whether it's Calvin Johnson, Charles Woodson, Champ Bailey, who just, I mean, God bless them with the DNA to play football at a level unbeknownst to anyone else. But those were some of the hardest workers. They could have gone out there and just played the game, any position, and been outstanding. I don't know, in terms of film study and being able to master the corner position, it's hard for rookies. I mean, we don't see a lot of those guys come in and have 7-8 interceptions in a season. You know, and it's the same thing on the other side. You don't often see guys come in and they're instantly 1,000 yards receivers. So what are you getting on both sides of the ball? I think he certainly can. It's going to take time to develop on both sides of the ball. And I'm just not sure there's enough hours in the day to do that as a rookie. I think with Mason Graham, you get what you see, and you're going to get a very consistent player. You're getting a known quantity. And I think where Cleveland is right now, especially a known quantity that's not just going to be there for 4 or 5 years, he's a guy that you plug and play for the next decade. I think it was a brilliant move, plus the return you guys got. I want to know who was doing the negotiations because I need that individual to be my agent now.
That was a big-time return. It really was.
It was great. Hey, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, John, and we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully maybe a little bit more during the regular season. Love to talk some college football with you along the way, too. Thanks, man.
Give me a shout anytime. Love talking to you guys. Take care.